As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
When you visit Arizona, time is measured in moments, not minutes. Like the moment your work stress disappears as you kayak through the canyons. Or the moment you discover the life-changing effects of prickly pear chocolate. But nothing beats the moment you see the Grand Canyon for the very first time. Visit a new state of mind. Learn more at hereyouareaz.com.
Welcome to the Life Coaching for Men podcast, where real life meets real coaching. I'm your host, Dr. Darren Wilson. Well, welcome in everyone. Episode number 163 of the Life Coaching for Men podcast. I have heard from enough of you to know that life sometimes is tough. Right? Life sometimes is challenging. Life sometimes gets hard. And so this week, as I was preparing and thinking about what I wanted to do this podcast on, I came across this post from Investing Fusions on Instagram. And it's 16 ways to calm yourself when life's getting tough. And, you know, again, some of these are going to be some of these are going to be really impactful for some of you. Some of them are going to be, just like I say in previous episodes, some will be like, yeah, well, you know, no kidding, or well, that's not for me. And I just want you to take these and take them in and know that if you are kind of struggling right now, or maybe you're struggling in a particular situation, because I think this happens to a lot of people too. You get in a rut, or you get in a, maybe it's one of those work situations where it's just very stressful. Maybe it's your relationship that's very stressful. Maybe it's something with one of your kids. It could be a myriad of different things, but life just gets tough, and we need healthy outlets to be able to go to and to be able to calm ourselves. And, you know, I've talked a lot about, breathing and understanding what your brain's doing. These are more practical things that you can actually go do. So this would be from that action line. When you think about your thought, you know, triggers that feeling, and, you know, triggers an action, triggers a result. This would be from that action line. This is things that you can actually go do that will help you calm yourself in the midst of a potential storm. So I hope these help you. I hope they're meaningful to you, and I hope they're useful, because that's why I do this. I want to be able to deliver content that is useful to you. So if you find yourself in a struggling or tough situation this week, whenever you decide to listen to this podcast, take one of these, take two of these, take three of these. They're very simple, and go try it and see if you can't begin to calm yourself. So number one, take a walk. Get outside. Walking helps clear your mind, and it offers you a different perspective. Go to a park. Go out in nature. Go along the highway if you like the highway. Go wherever, go in your neighborhood. But if you work from home, I've encouraged this before, get out, go for a walk. If you're just frustrated, go for a walk. A good friend of mine works on a college campus, and he walks that campus almost every day. It helps him to rejuvenate. It helps him to clear his mind. And it's also getting, obviously, some exercise in for him, too. So go for a walk. Number two, this one, when I looked at it, I was like, oh, interesting. And then I thought, oh, yeah, absolutely. Number two, indulge. Take a day off, take a whole day off to do exactly what you want to do. Like, maybe you've just been waiting to go. You know, I've got a Jeep. I love to put the top down. Maybe it's just a day where I go drive for, you know, 2 hours in one direction and stop at a couple of different places and 2 hours back. Because that's what I want to do. Maybe I just want to go play the guitar all day long. Maybe I just want to just get away. And if you're, you know, close to water, you can go and sit at a lake or sit at the beach. But just go do something you want to do. Maybe you like to go to a spa and get a massage, whatever that is. Just go indulge. Don't feel guilty about it. Don't make it more than what it is. Just go do what you want to do. And don't worry about it if somebody else thinks it's crazy or if they don't think you should do it. This is about you. You go do it. So indulge. Number three, be generous. Be generous. Just give something to a total stranger. Sometimes when you do an act of giving, who does it make feel good? Yeah, it's probably going to make them feel good, but it's going to make you feel even better. It doesn't have to be something big. Just do something small. Do something small. Be generous. Go sit in a coffee shop. I like this one because I like to go sit in a coffee shop occasionally. If you've got a great coffee shop that's on like a busy street where you can just kind of people watch, just kind of get away. Let your brain drift. Let your mind just wander. Just enjoy whatever cup of coffee that you like. For me, it's black, you know. But like I said last week, if you want to put a little something in there, more power to you. But go to a coffee shop or go to a place where you like tea or go to a little bakery, whatever. If you don't like coffee, it doesn't matter. Number five, educate yourself on something. Research something that you love. Arm yourself with knowledge. If it's something that you need to learn more about because of the situation you're in, then double down on the situation and research. Learn as much as you can. Arm yourself to go have that conversation with whomever. But if it doesn't have to do with that, if it's not something that you can, you know, beef up your knowledge about, then just go learn something about something else that you're interested in. Go learn about some history or go, you know, dive into your genealogy. Just go do something. Educate yourself. Number six, prepare. We've talked about this before. Write the day's to-do list down the evening before. This helps calm your mind. It helps you know what you're doing the next day. It helps you know how to be prepared the next day. Even if there's some difficult things coming, it helps you go on and be able to prepare for those.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply. As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Number seven, for some of you, this is a good one. Strengths. Write down a list of 10 strengths. You're like, oh, I don't have any strengths. Yes, you do. Write down a list of 10 strengths. And one of your strengths is you listen to this podcast. You're trying to improve yourself. You want to get better. There's a first. Now you only got 9 more. Right? So write down a list of your strengths. When you see those on paper, that helps calm you. It helps you know that, hey, I am good in these areas. I am good in these areas. Number eight, keep going forward. I talked a lot about this early on in the podcast, but keep taking small steps no matter what. Right? Being stagnant doesn't serve you. That doesn't serve you well if you're just sitting there. But if you're taking small steps, you're making small improvements each day. I have to do this with the guitar. I mean, this is one of those things for me because I'll get frustrated and I'll play something over and over again. And then all of a sudden, because I keep playing it every day, and I play it every day. I'm sure my wife's tired of it, but I still play it. Play it every day. All of a sudden, in a week or so, 2 weeks, a month or so, I look back and I go, wow. You know, the way I play guitar today versus the way I played a guitar last year, there's no comparison. And so the same for you. Whatever that thing is that maybe you're struggling with, just keep going. Just a little bit more each day. I like this one. Revisit an old hobby. Is there something you like to do, but you don't do it anymore? Maybe you like to play golf. You know, maybe you like to go, maybe you collect things and you've not done that. Maybe you've got a collection of something that's been put away for a long time. You know, whatever it is. If you don't have one, this is a good time to create one. Create some sort of hobby that you like, something that you look forward to, something that you want to do. Number 10, prioritize. Decide what's important right now and say no to extra obligations, especially when you're feeling overwhelmed, when you're feeling like you're just stuck, when you're feeling like life's tough. Don't take on more. Prioritize what you've got going on in your life, constrain down, and do those things that are the most important now. Stop stretching yourself when you're in that tough, tough, tough time, tough environment. So prioritize. Right. Number 11, we've talked about this before. Sleep. Get enough sleep. Develop a routine with sleep. Go to bed early. Or get up early, or go to bed early and get up early, or go to bed late but get up early. Whatever it is, but find that routine for you where you can actually sleep and sleep well. Number 12, this one's a little tough for me, to be honest with you. I have to work on this one, but be silly. Do something that you used to do as a child. Don't take yourself too seriously. So what is something that you used to do or something that you kind of want to do, something that you just could do? Maybe there's somebody you could go do it with and just kind of be silly and be funny and just have a good time and just be fun. Lighten things up. Number 13, guys, we don't like to talk about this, but sometimes you just need to cry. Just get it out. Maybe you need to get so angry that you cry. Maybe you need to get so sad that you cry. Maybe you just something that you're grieving, something that you're hurt over. But get it out. Don't judge yourself for it. Don't feel guilty for it. Don't think you're less of a man for it. Being able to show your emotion is huge. It's very raw, right? It's very vulnerable. It will help you get it out. Number 14, had a conversation with a guy last week about this. Check your self-talk. What are you saying to yourself each and every day? Negative self-talk does not serve you well. Putting yourself down does not serve you well. If you're calling yourself an idiot, that needs to stop. If you're saying you don't know how, that needs to stop. I am learning. I am growing. I am becoming the person I want to be. I am learning each day. Each day is a new opportunity. Right? Check yourself talk. Number 15, journal. Journal. Sometimes, guys are really good at this, and they get their, an actual pen and paper, and they write and they write and they write. For some of us, we're not that good. We like to take notes on our phone. Whatever it is for you, just write down some thoughts. Write down some of those things that are going through your brain. Notice what those are, too. Like, if you're filling a page up of negativity, good time to check yourself. Good time to ask yourself, is this the best use of my brain? We need to start filling it up with some good stuff, not the bad stuff. And then 16, remind yourself that life is a journey. Remember what you're going through is temporary. Remember, this too shall pass. You'll look back on this and it will pass. It will be a season that you will tell the story about. Might not be a story you want to tell now, but it'll be a story you tell about and something that you can help someone else with or you can help someone else through. So let me go through them real quick. Take a walk. Indulge. Be generous. Go sit in a coffee shop or some shop that you like. Educate yourself. Prepare. Write a to-do list the evening before. Write down a list of your 10 strengths. Keep going forward. Revisit an old hobby. Prioritize or constrain down. Don't take on things that you don't need to take on right now. Get enough sleep. Go be silly. Cry. Release that emotion. Check your self-talk. Make sure you're talking to yourself well. Journal. And remind yourself that life is a journey. Hope you guys have a great week. I really appreciate you showing up here each week. Appreciate you listening. Appreciate you staying in here each and every episode. And hope you keep sharing it. And hopefully it's continuing to help you each and every day. I'll see you back here next Thursday. Take care, everyone. Thanks so much for listening to the podcast. If I can help you in any way, reach out to me today, drdarrenwilson@gmail.com, or go to the website, drdarrenwilson.com, and sign up for a consult today. Can't wait to see you soon. Take care, everyone.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.